2-1-0.
Mira, y'all, this is Natasha with Norteño T10. Now on Latina Podcasters Network. Alright, 2-1-0. Hey guys, it's Natasha with Norteño T10 podcast. I'm still waking up, dude.
Start it over. Come on, we gotta do this right. Do it right.
Shit. All right. 2-1-0. Hey guys, it's Natasha with Norteño T10 podcast. Thank you to VodPod Media for producing and housing, and to Latino Podcast Network for having me on your network. Guys, if you are watching this, go listen to it on all streaming platforms, and if you are listening, go watch because you want to see who I have. You're going to hear him, but you're going to want to see him. Yeah. You're going to be like, who is this guy? So go to YouTube and go watch him. Speaking of.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't know. I never want to jump in on podcast. Yeah. I'm like, do I start
no,
now?
No, you're good. You're good. Yeah, please introduce yourself. Yeah. What's your name?
Usually do that. My name is John Gonzalez. I go by Polar Bear. You might have seen me on TikTok. The difference is on my white and Hispanic side. That's right. I'm that guy. I appreciate you having me on your podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice setup you have. Lovely.
Thank you. It's very pink.
Yeah. I mean, my cheeks fucking are just, I don't know. Your producer said I'm the lightest guy that y'all have had on here, and I take that as a compliment. So I got privilege. That's what that means. All right. That's all that means. And a good credit score. So ladies, you need a cosigner. You let me know. I got you.
Oh. Yeah. But do you like Latinas?
Shit. Come on. Does Kim Kardashian like black men? I love Latinas. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess she dated Pete Davidson, so that doesn't actually hold weight anymore. I love Latinas. Let's just say that. All right.
Yeah.
It's not racist if it's facts. So I'm just letting y'all know.
Yeah. All right? Don't judge me. Slide in his DMs.
That's right. Man, Latinas are.
Yes.
Love them.
Also perpetually late to things.
Yeah. Yeah. Even to their own stuff sometimes. Kind of weird, but, you know, I'm not going to get into it. I don't want to throw you under the bus or anything.
But I look nice.
You look great.
Thank you.
You look amazing.
So, it's you know, it takes a couple extra minutes.
Yeah.
And then I go, like, 80 on the highway.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. I drove from Austin, so 35 is a piece of shit. And I was like, man, I'm going to be late. Damn it. And then I show up. I'm like, hey, I'm here. And she's like, I'm, like, 5 minutes late. It's like, cool.
Which is still on time.
Awesome.
It's on. It's like Latina time.
You're
it's,
5 minutes
it's
early.
Still on. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's how I see it.
Yeah, but you showed up at 3:08. I was clocking.
There's
right,
a
so you're 2 minutes like
there's a 15 minute window.
Okay,
and then you're late.
Okay, we're not gonna get into it. Okay, not in front of the guests.
All of them. Round of applause, please. Thank you. Okay, so you just had a special come out, or not just, but recently.
Mm-hmm.
That was your first special.
Yeah.
How exciting is that?
It was great. It was nerve wracking and stressful. Shit. But okay, we can cuss, right?
Absolutely.
All right, cool.
Fuck it up.
All right, there you go. It was nerve wracking and stressful shit, but it's out there and it's crazy to think like, all right, this is a piece of my work that is going to exist even after me.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of mind blowing. But it was great. You know, I learned a lot of things with doing the special and you know, errors that we made that we'll have to fix next time and, you know, stuff like that. But besides that, like, I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
I'm happy it's out. I'm happy it's out of my hands. You know, I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah. How's it doing?
It's okay. It's has 27,000 views on YouTube. My goal was 100,000, but I don't know if it'll get there unless like I just pop off and people start watching it.
Yeah.
But either way, like I'm good. You know, it didn't get like 2,000 views or anything like that, or like 100-something views. So like I'm good, you know. Like I'm okay with it. You know.
Well, yeah. Well, how do people find it?
YouTube. Just go to if you look up Polar Bear Comedy. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much clipped right there on top. It's pinned to the top. So when you click on my channel, you'll be able to see it.
Cool. But you also have a Patreon, though.
Yeah, I have a Patreon too.
Okay.
And that's like more of behind the scenes, you know, vlogs and stuff like that. So like I'll kind of take people, you know, behind the scenes. And also they get, when I release crowd work clips, they get like the full clip instead of it clipped up. So they get it from like beginning to end. So I have those on there too.
So when you do crowd work, if you haven't ever seen a show, you're missing out, first of all. because I've already seen you and I'm going to see you again tonight.
Yay.
But when you do crowd work, it's not like fucking Matt Rife who's like, hey, who's here today? You're like taking off your clothes and like twerking on stage.
I mean, look, now you're giving away too much. It's supposed to be a surprise.
Oh, but, shit. I'll edit it. I'll edit that.
No, it's cool. Leave it in there. Let them have it. But no, it's so my crowd work, I've been working more on crowd work because it's something that has always, I've kind of shied away from because it makes me uncomfortable because it's such an uncomfortable feeling of like, especially if you're doing crowd work and you're asking people like, so what do you do for a living or how did y'all meet? Mm. And you're not getting the material that you want to get from them.
Yeah.
You want to abandon everything and go straight into the jokes that you know that work.
Yeah.
And so with me, if I ever find anything that's like uncomfortable to me, I always try and dive into it because I want to make myself uncomfortable because that's how you grow.
Right. True.
So I've been kind of starting off shows doing like at least 20 to 30 of crowd work and up front just to get myself out of where I'm at because I want to be comfortable. Like I want that, you know, part of my brain to be sharp to where I can go off and I can riff and I can talk to these people. Or if there is a heckler, I can own them and destroy them. And I've done it many times before, but I just want to be better at that. So I'm just trying to improve myself on stage.
I love that.
Yeah.
So how, because to me, every time I've been on a stage, I just black out. Mm. Like, I just can't. I'm like, oh, my brain is like, this is too much. No.
Yeah.
Did you ever have that fear of being in front of people and how did you get over it?
I did at first. I would get nervous because I did music for about 10 years before comedy. And so I was used to being on stage. But that's different because you have a beat behind you and you have a microphone in your hand. And, you know, if you mess up, people aren't going to know. But this is like you and a microphone.
Yeah.
So I would drink. I would get buzzed before I went on stage to kill the nerves and go up on there and do it. And one of my first mentors told me, hey, man, I know that you drink before you go on stage and that's cool. I don't have a problem with it. But you want to make sure that that's not a crutch because you don't want to be in an event where they don't have alcohol and you have to go up and you got to do your material sober and you don't know how to do it. And it could be a very big opportunity. And then he's like, it's better just to work that out right now.
Yeah.
And so I took his advice and I started like not drinking before sets and, you know, all of that. And I mean, I'm good now. I can go up sober. I can go up however, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't smoked a joint and went up on stage in a very, very long time.
Oh, you should do it.
Yeah, I know. I want to. And I'm always like, what if I fuck up? Like, I don't want these people who paid their hard earned money for to be like, oh, this guy's a fucking stoner, you know. But
it's San Antonio. I think if you're going to do it anywhere, you could do it here.
That's true. Maybe we'll do it at the Late Show tonight. Who knows? Yeah. We'll see.
Do it.
But yeah. And so like when I think the last time that I smoked and got high before I went on stage was in Corpus Christi. I did the first show I was hosting and I didn't do great at all. Like I like in the comedy world, you have eat a bag of dicks is completely bombing. Mm. You ate a full bag of dicks. You just gobbled them up. Mm. Eating a bag of mini dicks is like, you didn't technically bomb, but you didn't do great. You had a couple laughs here and there.
Yeah.
So the first show I ate a bag of mini dicks.
Okay.
And I was like, man, I was like upset with myself because I had like, I was opening up for my buddy John Stringer and he was like a dude who's been a very big influence in my life. And I hadn't worked with him in years. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, man, I'm going to go up there. I'm going to fucking wow this guy because he hasn't seen me perform in years. And I was like, damn, I didn't do anything. And so I went to the green room and I was talking to him. He's like, you need a smoke. He's like, you're too wound up right now. He's like, you need to smoke something. Let's go smoke. Let me smoke you a joint. Let's smoke a joint, whatever. And I was like, all right, cool. So he wrote up a joint. We smoked and I went up on stage and fucking did great.
Nice.
But I haven't done it since then. So I don't know. Maybe tonight, the late show, we'll get a high version of
it. Let's do it.
We'll see. Oh, you're going to enjoy it? You're going to partake?
No.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I can't.
Okay.
I can drink though.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm going to be drinking too. So
yeah,
just drinking.
So we'll have a drink.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But question though, super important question. Is there such thing as like a bag of micro dicks? Like, or is it just like eat a bag or like a small, you know what I mean? Is there micro?
There might be.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd be a little bag of micro penises. I could see that. You can't say micro dicks. They're too small. They don't be referred to as dicks. They have to be penises.
Oh.
Yeah.
The penis.
Yeah, the penis. If you want to say penis.
Yeah.
Mike Penis.
Yeah.
Old vice president. Yeah, I don't know.
Know that guy.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about some other stuff.
Okay.
So
what do you
want
to get into?
What I don't know. What do you want
to
get into?
Hey, this is your podcast.
I know, what are you open to getting into?
I'm open to anything. You've seen my stat. I will talk about anything under the sun.
It's true.
Anything.
Okay. So you're single.
Mm-hmm.
So what's it like being a comedian? Like, do you have, like, are your DMs, like, blowing up and girls are like, oh, my God, all the time? Or, like, shows, like, what's the amount of, like, women that are just, like, throwing themselves at you?
It's definitely, it's like, 1,000% increase from what it was before. Because I wasn't getting anything. I was the one in DMs getting left on read. Now, it's crazy when the tables turn because, like, now you see girls shoot their shot at you.
Mm.
And you're like, oh, that's fucking kind of clever. If I would have done that when I was shooting my shot, maybe I should have went that approach.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it definitely happens, you know, especially at shows. Because I feel like you being on stage and you're literally taking control of a whole room.
Mm-hmm.
And women love a man who is in control. So when they see a dude up on stage demanding the attention of everybody in the room, it's almost like a natural aphrodisiac because they're seeing this guy go up and just crush and do what he does and does what he loves.
Yeah.
And so it's definitely an aspect of like where women do kind of throw themselves at me, but I don't really feed into it too much, you know?
You like hit him with the Heisman?
Huh?
You hit him with the Heisman?
Yeah, you know.
Wow.
But it also gets weird.
Does because, it?
Yeah, I've had at least 3 times that I can remember. I've had a couple, whether it's just boyfriend, girlfriend, usually married, and the husband will come up to me and be like, hey, she's a really big fan. She really loves your stuff.
He's a cuck.
On to you. Yeah.
Oh.
Like, you should take her to the hotel. I'm good with it. Like, nah, dude, I'm fine. Like, I don't want to do that, bro. He's like, nah, come on, man. Come on. You don't want to fuck my wife? No, I really do not, sir, but I appreciate it. Do you want me to sign anything? Or like,
sign a titty.
You know, like, yeah. There was a dude here in San Antonio, and he was a cholo dude, and I thought this motherfucker was going to stab me if I didn't have sex with his wife. it was fucking intimidating. Like, this dude was, like, straight out of Fools Gone Wild.
Oh.
And I was like, fuck, man. Like, this guy's going to fuck me up if I don't fuck his wife. And I was like, dude, I was like, look, man. Like, I just, marriage is something I don't, you know, get in between. Shit, sorry.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, yeah, I'm good. I talk with my hands sometimes. So, but marriage is something I don't get in between, you know? Yeah. I did it once when I was like 20 years old, and I feel like God punished me for it, and I'll never do it again. So I just kind of like stay away from it. Like, I don't care. And I've had gorgeous, gorgeous married women hit me up, and I'm just like, I can't. You're married. Like, no, it's cool. Like, we're fine. It's an open. I was like, I don't care. It's open with y'all, and that's cool. I'm not judging, but.
You're not into it.
God's judging me, so I'm not going to, you know. I don't want to get into that. I don't want to. When you get married, the vows are let no man break apart what God has brought together.
No. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. But if they have an understanding and they are okay with it, then it's your personal opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My opinion. Like I said, I'm not judging y'all. Do what you do.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
For me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Hmm. So. I think I have that on like a picture frame somewhere.
There you go.
In like my kitchen or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what about the ones that aren't married?
Yeah, they hit me up. And I've, look, man.
What's your type? What's your type? Let's do that.
Mm. Latinas, for sure. A Latina woman is just ridiculous.
Latina woman?
I wouldn't say any. But just a Latina woman, I mean, y'all already are winning. Y'all are in the race for sure and up ahead in the race. I'm a titty man. I'm not an ass man.
Okay.
So there's that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love a booty. Booty's great. I mean, it's fun. It's good to grab on, all the stuff. But I don't know. There's something about just breasts that I just can't ever get over. Like, they catch me all the time. Like, I'll do stupid stuff for them. Like, you know I'm saying, like, it's just dumb. I will do the stupidest shit. Like, stuff I don't even want to do. Like, I don't know. I'm sure men can relate with this. Like, I will literally not do something that I want to do and do something for them if I see cleavage. Like, hey, let's go watch Barbie. Like, nah, fuck it. Let's go watch Barbie. And then I'll get there and I'll sit down with my popcorn. Like, why the fuck am I watching Barbie? Right. I don't even want to watch this fucking movie.
You just side eye the boobs.
Basically. Yeah. That's what I do it for. Yeah. And, you know, it has a control over me, but I'm starting to like grab the grasp and kind of like move it off of me. Okay. Because sex has been something that has like really ran my life a lot. Like growing up and even being on the road. And, you know, I did, you know, stuff on the road with women, not like random women, like women that I actually have been talking to for a little bit. So I know I just can't do random hookups because that scares me. Like,
no randos.
Too many diseases out there and it bothers the hell out of me. I can't get out of my head with it, you know?
Yeah.
But I've done stuff where I've gone to places and, you know, I've hooked up with a girl and whatever. But this year I've been working on that and I've actually been working on celibacy. Like not like abstaining from sex and just staying away from it because I feel like that it had a control over me and I didn't like that. I don't like anything to control me, sure. Whether it's substances, whether it's decisions that I make, anything. I don't like anything controlling me. Mm-hmm. And I always have to prove to myself like, nah, like this isn't going to control me. We can abstain from this if we need to. We can pull out of this if we need to. You know, if you want to use the pun, you can use the pun there. And so like I've been doing that this year and just abstaining from it and not doing anything.
Really?
Yeah. I slipped up once, I won't lie, in April, got some head, but
good for you.
Yeah. Thanks. I appreciate it. It was cool and it wasn't cool because I hadn't done it in a while. So like it didn't last too long. And I was well, you want to go watch a movie or you want to go watch Barbie? We can go watch Barbie if you want to.
I heard it's great.
But no, and like, you know, some women are really cool with it. Some women are like, nah, you're fucking around. Like, you're not really, you're just saying that because you're trying to get something. And it's like, no, like, I'm not. Like, I feel like women think that I'm doing reverse psychology.
Mm.
Like, oh, you're not going to get this. And then they try. And I'm like, I told you, like, you're not going to get it. You know, like, I don't want to be that guy. And I hate to turn down women, you know, because I know what it feels like to be turned down. I've been turned down most of my fucking life and it sucks. Mm. But if you make it known to them in that moment and let them know from the jump, like it's just being respectful for their time. Because I wish women would have done that with me.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we can go to dinner, but I'm letting you know right now, like, we're not doing anything.
Yeah, it's platonic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay, cool. You know, at least let me know out the gate so I'm not like trying to do stuff because then I have the option of like, oh, we're gonna split this check. Oh, you're gonna get the lobster? Yeah, she gonna pay for her own stuff, boss man. All right, you know, you can get a salad, I'll pay for that. But if we're not having sex, you ain't getting no steak and lobster.
Dang. All right.
So but yeah, so like I always try and like let women know, you know, like especially like if they want to hang out or like come to the hotel room.
Oh, really?
I'll let them know straight up, like if you want to come hang out, you're more than welcome to, but I'm not doing anything in that fashion. Like I'm abstaining. Like, oh no, that's fine. And they'll come and we'll chill.
Will they really chill?
Most of the time they do.
Yeah. Cause women, we have a lot of audacity. Mm. Like we don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah.
And if we want something, we're going to get it.
Yeah.
So I think that's interesting that they're like, all right, yeah, we'll go ahead. Maybe it's like the long game for them too. Like at some point he's gonna want to do some shit,
right?
And I'll be here,
yeah,
because I let him know that I could control myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're just gonna unleash.
Yeah, that's what happened with when I got head. Oh man, moment of weakness when it's all right, you know,
it happens.
You learn, you move on from it.
Yeah, it'd just be keep like going, that sometimes,
you know.
Yeah,
but yeah, so that's kind of been my life this year. And it's crazy because it's brand new, you know. I mean, even 3 years ago, like if you told me this 3 years ago that I was going to be abstaining from sex and women would be throwing themselves at me, I'd be like, no, there's no way. There's no way I'm going to do that because I'm not having any sex right now and I just want to have sex.
Yeah.
But like when, I don't know, like when you start doing stuff that you don't even like doing and you start feeling something have a control over you, that's when you kind of question yourself, at least me. And I think that's why I'm where I'm at, where I'm at today, is because I don't like anything to have control over me.
Same.
Substances, alcohol. Mm-hmm. I don't, none of that stuff. I don't want any of it. You know, like even with weed, because I remember when I would I used to smoke weed every day. And I remember that was the first thing that I stopped, like cold turkey, because I was like smoking morning, day, night. I don't care what we're doing. We're going to watch a movie. Hold on. Let me smoke a bowl real quick. We're going to get something to eat. Let me smoke real quick. Mm. I don't care. Like I needed to smoke.
Yeah.
And I felt like it had control. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we're cutting this shit off. Like yeah. this isn't controlling me. I'm controlling myself and I'm in control of my actions.
Yeah.
And I stopped and then I went back to it and I was like, okay, well now I can kind of like dabble with it when I want to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when that happened with the sex, I was like, yeah, we can't allow this. We have to cut it off.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's that's hard to do.
Yeah. It's been rough. And you know, where was I? I was in Indianapolis. It was Ohio. It was Columbus, Ohio. I was there, and that was the first time where I wanted to do something, and a girl wanted to do something else, and I was like, all right, well, I'm going to go over here. Like, if you want to go and hang out, you can do it. And I wanted to go to a barcade. I'm very big with, like, drinks and arcades. Like, that's my jam after show.
Yeah, yeah.
I love doing it. And she came up to me in the merch line, and she was beautiful. She was a good-looking woman. And she's like, what are you going to do after the show? And I was like, I'm going to go to the barcade. And she was like, oh, well, why don't you come over here and grab a drink? And we're going to be over there. I'd love to buy you a drink. And I was like, well, I really want to go to the barcade.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, come over. We'll have a drink. And then we can go. I'll go with you over there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, that's fair. We'll do that. And so I go over there. And she was with a group of people who were just amazing. And so I go up there. I say what's up to the people. I'm talking to the people. I'm talking to her. And me and her are having a drink at the bar. And I look on Google and I'm like, hey, this place closes in like 30 minutes. We got to head over there because, you know, I at least want to, you know, play some games.
Yeah.
And she was like, do you really want to go? And I was like, yeah, like I really want to go.
Really do. Yeah.
And she was like, why don't we just stay here and have drinks? Only 30 minutes and stuff. And by the time we get there, I was like, it's like a 2 minute walk. Like, it's really not that far. Like, let's just walk over there. We'll chill. And she was like, oh, well, I don't know if I'm going to go. I was like, well, look, I had a really good night. I appreciate the drink. Thank you for coming to the show. I'm going to go. If you want to go over there and meet me, you're more than welcome to.
Yeah.
And so I got up and I left. Best fucking time of my life that night. And I was like at an arcade by myself. I look like a loser. But at the same time, I was having a hell of a good time.
That's all that matters.
Doing something I wanted to do, you know?
I think we need to like normalize that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good. This is good. Thank you. Like, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And, you know, no offense to you and like, you know, no hard feelings, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that's I thought it was great. Like, I actually like loved it. I had a really good time like doing it. And, you know, I'm sure because women are weird, I'm sure it turned her on. Like, oh, wow, this guy actually doesn't want to sleep with me. What's going on? Is there something wrong with me? No, you're gorgeous. If it was a year ago, then I would have watched Barbie with you and we would have done some things. But now I'm, you know, going to go play arcades because we're not doing anything in that stature. So I just went home or went to the hotel room, used the lotion they had and went to sleep, you know?
You know, was it good lotion?
No.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, it's never good lotion there.
It's never good anything there.
Yeah.
At any hotel.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It's always shitty lotion.
Yeah. Actually, Disney World, their resorts, they have really good stuff.
I could believe that.
Yeah. Like, I took that shit home because that was a really expensive trip. That was $10,000.
For what?
For Disney World.
For how many days?
5 days.
How many people?
Five.
Fuck. $10,000?
Yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. $10,000 hairs. So they had really nice shit, and I was like, I'm taking all this. Pretty sure I took a towel. I don't know what I took. I don't even remember. But I was like, yeah. No.
Yeah. You got to take all that. 10,000?
Maybe some hangers, you know?
Bathroom. Tripping.
You know? Yeah, Walter is definitely tripping. Because I'm like, that was one, like, one group.
Mm-mm.
Imagine. And, like, these resorts are fucking packed.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, they're
making
bank.
Millions, like, a day.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then again, like, if you really... if you go to, like, because I haven't been to Disney World, I've been to Disneyland, and just walking that place and like the attention to detail everywhere is phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, oh, like for there's sure. like we went on Christmas and my manager was like, I want you to pay attention to everything. Like, look how much they keep up with everything. Mm-hmm. He's like, let me know if you find one Christmas light that's out.
Mm.
And I paid attention the whole day. We were there day and night. And I was looking around. I saw no Christmas light out. I saw nothing out of place. So, like,
yeah,
you charge a grip. But at the same time, you're doing the upkeep and you're taking care of your place, which is appreciative. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be different if, you know, they treated it like a Six Flags or something. You know what I'm saying? And there was stuff that wasn't supposed to be there and they're still charging all this money. Then it's like, ah, okay, well, yeah, y'all are fucking up.
Yeah, it was super clean and I felt really safe.
Yeah.
And that means a lot.
Yeah.
So.
You pay for it. You pay for security and
no shit.
Cleanliness. So.
And balloons and drinks. And yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I want to get into something a little more, not somber, but I guess real shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's my thing, is keeping shit real.
Gotcha.
So you are a comedian, but life isn't always funny, right? Mm-hmm. There's shit that happens. Shit that you've gone through.
Yeah.
And because you're a man, I like to talk to men about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't mind kind of sharing like where you've been, where you are mentally.
Yeah, that's something a lot of people don't talk about. With the comedy, like, you're constantly on.
Mm-hmm.
You always have to make others laugh. You always have to brighten their day, and you don't really want to spread any negativity or any sadness, because that's kind of like counteracting what you're doing and what you're passionate about.
Right.
You know? So I mean, this year has probably been like one of my toughest years mentally for me. There's been so many things that have been out of my control that are going on right now at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I've had very, very dark times, you know, times I didn't know if I was gonna come out alive in, you know. But you know, I just try my best and I try to push through it all and I try to keep my faith in God. And you know, it's crazy, because I don't care how imperfect I am. I don't care how much I sin, how much I mess up. God is always there for me. Mm-hmm. Always, always. I am a rated R comic. I talk about sexual stuff on stage. I do sexual acts on stage. I do all kind of things, but God is always showing up for me and he's always there for me. And I always try and put him first in my life and try to wake up and start my day with prayer and everything. And I'm very grateful and thankful that we do have God's grace and mm-hmm. that God does understand, like, you good, bro. Like, you know, that's just John. He's making people laugh. Like, he knows my heart at the end of the day, you know? And so that's been my core and that's been my rock through everything. Now there's been times even this year where I don't want to say I pushed them away, but I was doing sinful stuff to cope, because sometimes you find comfort in doing sinful things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would do sinful things and I would be ashamed in a sense to like talk to them or wake up and start my morning with prayer. Like, you can't do that. Look what you just did last night. Like, you can't start your morning with prayer right now. Mm-hmm. This isn't a thing.
Mm.
Clean your act up first. But as I literally just got into therapy this year. And
congratulations.
Thank you. And it's helped out, you know, because growing up, I was raised in a Baptist church. And Southern Baptists, they're very strict.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do certain things. If you do this, you're going to hell. Like, all of these things, you mm-hmm. know. Going to therapy, it kind of helped me with my walk with God. Because my therapist was like, because I started doing this thing this year where I do a rest day every Tuesday. And I've kind of gotten away from it lately. But I'd be doing a rest day every Tuesday, and basically I disconnect from everything, unplug everything, and I sit and I read my Bible, I watch sermons, and I have a throwaway phone that I use.
Hmm.
It's just that like my immediate family has it for emergencies only.
Okay.
And I was doing that, and it was almost more like a training camp than me really being with God and enjoying my time with God.
Hmm.
And my therapist called me out on that. she was like, your Tuesdays, like, I understand, like, they're very important to you, but it seems like you're putting way too much stress on yourself with your rest day and being with God. Do you think this is the way God wants to see your journey with him?
Mm.
And I was like, okay.
Interesting.
And that's facts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, like, I've kind of been allowing myself more to, like, be in his grace and be okay with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I'm going to mess up. I know I'm going to slip. I know I'm going to fall.
Yeah.
But he already knows that.
Yeah.
He knows I'm going to slip up the next time I slip up.
Right.
You know, like, he knows what's going to happen.
But he's already forgiven you for your sins.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm living more in the grace mentality and moving forward. And that's kind of what's helped me through a lot of my darkness, you know? But, I mean, that's still, even with that, it doesn't mean that everything's okay and I'm fine and I'm happy-go-lucky. Nah, man. I mean, literally, what was it, like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I was bawling, like, hard, like whimpering bawling, like trying to catch my breath bawling, because there was just so much stuff piling up on me, you know? And I think one of the things was I had my shows in Denver, August 11th and 12th. I flew out on August 10th, and my tia passed away on August 10th. And I found out that morning before I went to the airport. Mm. And so when that happens and you have shows, you have to make people laugh.
Yeah.
You don't get to sit there. You don't get to grieve. You hear the news, you try and process it, and then you grab all those feelings and you push them down.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what I'm feeling. I don't care how I'm feeling. I don't care if I'm crying before I go on stage. All of it has to stay down and buried so I can go up here, deliver the laughs to the people, meet and greet, smile, take pictures, do all this, and then go back to my hotel room. And then if I want to cry a little bit or if I want to be sad, okay, then you can now at the hotel room.
Yeah.
You know? So it's very it can be rough being a comedian, you know? And I think that that's why you see people who you think are always happy end up killing themselves.
Yeah.
You know? Because they don't want to burden anybody. I don't want to be a burden. That's not me. I make people laugh. I'm here to spread positive vibes and laughter. And if I post about this and people are going to get sad, and I don't want them to be sad.
Yeah.
And the thoughts get in their head and they just end up ending it.
Yeah.
And it's a very sad and unfortunate thing, you know?
Yeah, but I think it's about keeping it real. And thank you for sharing. Mm-hmm. I think it's about keeping it real. And you've been given this platform through your work, through, you know, through your journey, through your fate, you know, or your God's plan for you.
Yeah.
And so I think maybe a part of that, and I don't know if it's something you've ever thought of, is being open and honest with your fans or with people, you know, with your followers of, like, you know, hey, like, I'm having a shitty time, like, I have to push through it, I have to get through it, but, like, you can too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's something that I've done since the beginning, as far as, like, sharing my losses.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
There's so many people, not even just in comedy, but in life in general, who share all of their victories.
Yes.
You know, sold out crowd, or me and my girl, we've been together for this many years and we love each other. There's nobody else that I want to be with more. Or, you know, me and my family, we're the perfect family. We love each other. And, you know, behind the scenes, that's not 100% true.
Yeah.
You know, if I have shows that get canceled, I let people know. Like, when I first started working with my manager, we had I was all excited, too. And I made, like, a whole post about it, and we were doing Miami, West Palm Beach, Orlando, Tennessee, Atlanta, and Birmingham. And I was so excited that I got all these gigs. This is when I first started, like, getting back and, like, you know, after the pandemic and stuff. And so I made this whole post of, like, man, this is where I'm going to be. And, like, I remember making the event calendar and seeing, like, the different states going down. And just, like, being in awe and being so happy and being so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ticket sales weren't great because I've never performed there. So the only show that we did was Orlando. And my manager was like, you know, COVID's still around. You can just blame it on COVID and just tell people, like, hey, due to COVID restrictions, like, we're not going to be able to do this. We can only do this show.
Mm.
And I was like, nah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I want to be real.
Yeah.
I want to let people know, like, this is... These are the breaks, you know, because A lot of people don't understand that. Like, when you go after your dreams, when you go after your goals, when you try and do all this stuff, there's going to be a lot of hiccups. There's going to be a lot of things that set you back.
Yeah.
All this stuff you see on social media of people posting all their wins and victories, yeah, they're going to be there. But the stuff in between, mm-hmm. the real meat and potatoes of all of this, mm-hmm. that is what is going to be pretty much all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You're never going to be able to escape from that. It's never going to be win, 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 win. I don't give a shit what song you listen to. None of that shit. Like, no, it's not going to be when there's going to be losses.
Yeah.
You know? And so I try to share that, and I try to let people know, like, hey, this show got canceled because ticket sales weren't great. It's all right. We're going to get back to it. I'll be back there. We'll try and do better next time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it happens. So I always try and be just humble and open and transparent as I can be, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I want to be transparent. I want people to see everything. There's certain stuff I don't post online because it's, like, family things.
Sure.
And I respect other people's privacy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I always try and be as open as I can be with people, especially like on my story on Instagram. Like, I'll be real with everybody. Like, hey, I've been out, you know, I messed up or I did this or, you know, yeah. I try and be real as I can.
You are. I see it. Yeah. But I think that's important, especially as a man. And, you know, and I don't know. I think there's just such a stigma, unfortunately, with like mental health but especially amongst, you know, minorities and then men.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. Like women too, you know, like everybody yeah. in general, like, you know, men should be stronger. Women should be stronger, you know?
Yeah.
And mental health is seen as like a weakness rather than, no, I just know what the fuck I am and what I need help with.
Yeah.
And it's okay to get that help.
Mm-hmm.
It should be normalized. I think everybody on this freaking planet should have a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. Because yeah. everybody has some shit to talk about. Everybody has trauma.
Yeah.
Every person I've ever talked to, I've done over 500 interviews with people. Every single person has some shit.
Yeah.
Even if it's like, oh, yeah, I'm stressed out because my kids. That's still a stressor.
Right.
Yes, stressors are part of life, but we should be able to talk to somebody about it.
Yeah. Yep. And I think it's really big in the Latino culture, too, of you don't cry, be a man, don't mm-hmm. cry. What are you, a little girl? Don't cry, mm-hmm. be a man. I heard that shit growing up all the fucking time,
mm-mm.
you know? And my dad, love him to death. He's such an amazing person. But he's fucking awful at, like, trying to, like, comfort somebody. You know, like, he's the worst, dude. Yeah. He's the worst. Like, he'll get pissed off before he comforts anybody. You
really?
Know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, like, he's great as far as, like, you're doing really good, mijo. I'm really proud of you. Like, those feelings he's really good with.
Yeah, yeah.
But when it comes to, like, you know, if you're upset or something or like, you know, whatever. Like, he's good at, like, always putting God first. Mm-hmm. That's where I get, like, a lot of my faith from is from my parents.
Yeah.
You know? But, like, stories I hear from, like, him and my mom, I'm like, he's just the fucking worst of, like, damn, mom. Like, that's, you know, that's just dad. He's not going to be able to sit there and really, like, comfort you and do all that. Like, he's just going to get pissed off and walk out of the room, you know? So, but, I mean, hey, whatever. She's white. She can take it. They've been together for 50 years, so.
Oh, my God.
She puts up with a lot of shit. But they're great. I love my parents. Like, they really are amazing people. But when it comes to, like, sympathy and my dad, like, it just doesn't really work that well.
Really?
Yeah, so.
Okay. See, and I feel like Latina moms are, like, the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Like, they'll comfort you when you're sad,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, there it's like no, be quiet, like, be submissive, like, be shh, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, like, you know, do just, you know, wash the clothes and, like, you know, cook the food and, like,
right.
Well, not here. I mean, I'll do all that. I do all that, but, like, no, that's not, no, like, I'm a strong, independent woman and, like, that's okay too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But also for my sons, like, I normalize them or I tell them, like, if you have feelings, like, talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
You want to cry? Cry about it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to scream? Let's scream about it. Like, we can go to the car and we'll both scream. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'll take you to a field and we'll freaking scream and kick and cry and, like, you know, whatever you need to do, like, let it out.
Yeah.
Don't keep any of that in.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah, my oldest is like, nah. But, like, my middle one's like, okay. And I'm like, let it out.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the weird part, too, when you do let it out. I guess more, I don't know if it's just, like, being a man or what it is, but, like, when you do let it out, it feels weird. It doesn't feel natural. It doesn't feel normal. Not for me.
Do you think it was the way that you were raised?
Possibly.
Okay.
Could be.
Yeah.
You know? And not even just talking about crying. A few months ago, it was this year, it was just stuff piling up on top of each other like it's been doing all year. And I remember being in my house and it was something that was out of my control. And I just fucking screamed, like rage screamed.
Yeah.
Like in my living room.
Mm-hmm.
And I got done and I was like, the fuck was that? That's fucking weird. Then I walked out, my fucking neighbor, like, what's up, Tom? How you doing, man? Hope you're having a good day.
It's like water in the grass. Like, what the fuck?
Right. Yeah. This guy's fucking weird. But yeah, it feels weird to me to, like, let stuff out. I think because I've always kept it bottled in, you know? And I've always, like, growing up, I was always that nice guy who got friend-zoned. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I never really expressed my feelings, you know? Because I was the youngest of three kids. And so, like, my older brother, the middle brother, he'd always be like, oh, man, don't be a pussy. Don't be crying about that shit. Don't let her see that. Nah, don't tell her that shit. Oh, don't say that shit.
Yeah.
You know? And so, like, you know, fucking 90s, that shit's gay. Don't be gay. That shit's gay. You know? And so, it's just like, all right, well, I don't want to be gay. I don't want her to beat me up. So, yeah. You know, I would kind of, like, hold it and bottle it all in, you know, and in a sense, like it molded and shaped me, you know. I mean, even like with I remember in eighth grade, I got this girl's number and I was like, oh man, she's gorgeous, she's beautiful, I want to date her, I want to, all, you know what I'm saying, all this stuff, I want to be with her, all this. It's eighth grade, and I told my brother about it and he was like, don't call her. I was like, what do you mean, don't call her? She gave me her number. I'm going to call her.
Yeah.
He's like, wait a few days, call her. And I was like, all right. And so I waited a few days. I called her. And then I was like, hey, I talked to that girl today. He's like, oh, yeah, how'd it go? I was like, it's good. He's like, all right. He's like, don't call her all the time. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, don't call her all the time. He's like, I know that you want to, but don't. Wait. Call her once, wait 3 to 4 days, and then call her again. And I was like, this guy's fucking stupid. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
And so, like, I would call her, and I would call her, and I would call her. And every once in a while, we would talk, and sometimes, like, I'm busy, I got to go. And she kind of, like,
stepped
back. You know what I'm saying? I was way too, like, available. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And so that was, like, instilled in me of, like, okay, I can't. If a girl stops talking to me, I'm not even going to reach out to her type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's still instilled in my brain to this day.
Like ever?
Yeah.
Just ghost.
Not really ghost in a sense, but I'm going to fall back. Like, my fallback game is, like, way too strong. It's not good.
Oh, no.
Like, it needs some work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, like, I'll send a message, and it just happened, like, recently. To, like, if I reach out to somebody and they don't reach out to me or hit me back, I will. All right, cool. To where, like, all right, I'll reach. My thing is, I'm not gonna do it three times. I'll reach out to you twice.
Okay.
I'll do it once. If I don't hear nothing back from you, all right, maybe she was busy. I'm gonna give it even still 2 to 3 weeks, and then I'll reach back out. Hey, or see something on their story and say something. They leave me on red. All right, cool. I know what time it is.
That's different, though.
Yeah.
I think if people leave people on red, like, they're saying something.
Yeah.
And, like, silence is still, like, a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I bet.
Right.
Like, I see.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, though. There have been a few times, and more recently than not, like, finishing up school and, like, getting back into, like, honestly, like, working on myself, I've been really fucking busy.
Yeah.
Like, I think busier somehow than when I was in school. And I was even telling, like, my best friend, like, how the fuck am I this busy? And she's like, I don't know. Like, I barely talk to you. And I will notice, like, I'll go in and, like, read messages and I respond, but I don't respond. Yep. And then I'm like, oh, what an asshole. I'm like, so sorry, because I'm not that person. I do not leave people on read. Even if I don't want to fucking talk to you, I'll still hit you with, like, an emoji.
Same.
Or something. You know what I mean?
Same.
Like, or if I'm super busy, like, I try to never do that. So I try to give grace.
Yeah.
Definitely not the, like, fucking 3 weeks. That's wild. You get, like, max 3 hours, and I'm like, hello, hello. Like, I messaged you. Like, I fucking see you posting. Like, what are you doing?
Right. Nah, I just fall back because it's like, whatever.
That's wild.
It is what it is.
But I assume, too, maybe that's, maybe, I don't know, maybe that's, maybe that's a problem for me. Because like if you're on it, if you're like messaging me and then all of a sudden it's like on red, I'm like, okay, something happened.
Right.
So then I'll repeat nothing. Like similar though.
Mm-hmm.
I might do the three times. Yeah. But again, I'm saying these are hour windows. Like these are not weeks. But after that, then no, I'm done.
Yeah. And see, sometimes, I don't know if you do this, but sometimes I'll make up stories in my head.
Oh, like create like a false narrative.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Like I'll like actually believe it. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Like if a girl like, I don't want to give like an actual example, but.
You should.
And but if a girl like hits me up like, hey, like where you been? And you know, like, I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no, I hit you up. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like I hit you up and I ask you this. Like, no, you didn't. Like, no, I did. And I'll go back and I'll look at the messages to bring it up to show her and prove to her. And I'd be like, oh, shit, I actually saw your message and didn't reply. Yeah, that's on me.
Oh.
I'll take accountability at that point. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah,
that's on me. I've had a lot of shit going on. And I honestly thought that I replied to you and hit you up. And you just left me on red and we hadn't talked. And I create the whole fucking narrative in my head.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't do that.
I try not to. Like, I don't know what you're going to do. Like, it's
stop.
Like
it.
You said, you get busy, you know?
No, yeah, I get it.
And I never understood that. Like, I always, every time I was like put in the friend zone or a girl would give me the line of like, I'm sorry, I've just been really busy. I'm like, no, you're not, bitch. You ain't that busy. Shut the fuck up. But then I got busy.
Uh huh.
And I'm like,
and then
oh,
no, you're not, bitch.
Wait.
Shut the fuck up. Uh huh. Tell yourself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I get the energy that I was giving the girls back then. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, okay, you're busy. Yeah, okay, real busy. Uh huh. I saw you posting. Like,
but
shit.
That's different. Like, yeah. There have been countless times where I've gone on, posted, log right back off.
Yeah.
I don't see people's stories. I don't see people's posts. And that's also an algorithm thing.
Yeah.
So when people, and it's happened to people, and I feel bad, but people will be like, well, you know, I posted my event or whatever. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Unless you send it to me directly, I'm probably not going to see it because thanks to Instagram and Facebook, I see the same like 20 people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's the worst.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But please send things to me.
Right.
And I'll be there if I can, or I'll share it, you know, whatever. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But now you get it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I understand
mm-hmm.
now. I understand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm getting busy and shit.
Mm. Are you too fucking busy?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Nah, man. But it's a thing, man, being too busy. And that's the thing, too, is like even trying to get into a relationship being a comedian.
Mm.
Traveling. Being an entertainer. Not even just a comedian. Being an entertainer. That's a whole... We could spend an hour podcast on that alone.
Yeah.
Like, that's rough, you know, because insecurities is one thing. You know what I'm saying? But it's even more of just, like, you're constantly on the go. And to me, if somebody comes to a show and they take a picture with me and they tag me, I'm going to post it on my story.
Yeah.
Like, that's showing love to somebody who's showing love to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not me I'm going to hook up with them. Doesn't mean I'm going to sleep with them. Doesn't mean any of that. You know what I'm saying?
Who said that?
Oh, there's been plenty of women who are like, oh, I'm good. Like, don't worry about it. I'm not insecure. Da, da, da. Like, I understand. And I know your life. And I respect it. And, yeah.
And they're all, who's this bitch at 8:29 p.m.?
Right, right. But see, that's the thing. It's like, women these days, and not all women, but most women are really prideful. So they don't really do that who's this bitch anymore. Mm. They just kind of fall back, you know? Like I had, on my birthday, I shared a whole bunch of stuff of like girls, because I have a bunch of women friends, like a lot of lady friends.
I remember your birthday post.
Yeah. And so you know I had a bunch of women who tagged me. And I
tagged
just,
you too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just share them and I post them.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to tag me in something, I'm going to repost it on my story. Like,
yeah.
It's plain and simple. I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to repost it.
Yeah.
And so I had a bunch of women who were like, hey, happy birthday. And you're just such a lovely guy. I love you. Like all this stuff. Because me and my friends tell each other, like, we love you. You know, like, I love you. Because we don't know when our last day is going to be.
Absolutely.
And there was a girl that I was like kind of talking to, but not really. But I was starting to kind of like catch feelings for a little bit, you know. And I had posted all that. And she like, when I say ghost, I'm talking like Patrick Swayze. Like,
what?
Yeah. Like I went on to like go message her because I had her number, but it was something. And I saw it. And I was like, I wanted to send this to her. So I went on her profile and it was like follow. And I was like, wait, follow? Wait a minute. Like, did she unfriend me?
Oh.
And I went on Facebook and it was like, add friend. And I was like, what the fuck? For real? And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, because like me and her, like we had just like kicked it before I left out of town.
What?
You know what I'm saying? And like we were cool. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like we were real cool.
Yeah.
And I hit her up and I was like, hey, like I don't, like I messaged her like on our phone number. And I was like, hey, I was like, I just noticed that I was deleted from everything. I was like, I don't know what happened or
yeah,
you know, but I thought we were cool. Like, if there's something like you have on your chest, like we can talk about it, yeah, you know, like yeah. I'd rather you come to me and tell me, you know, about your feelings. Never heard from her.
What?
And so I just set her up because like I really did have like feelings and respect for her.
Yeah.
You know, especially because she was respecting the celibacy and abstaining, sure, you yeah. know. And so I hit her up one more time. I was like, hey, look, I was like, I don't know what happened. I'm not too sure, but I respect whatever your decision may be. I wish you the best and you take care. And that's it.
That's left it alone. Wild.
But she would tell me all the time, like, oh, you're good. Don't worry about it. Like, it's fine. Like, I understand. No, I'm the most understanding woman you'll ever meet. Shit. Mm. Shit.
But how hard is it to fucking communicate?
I'm saying.
Like, but both for men and women. Like, both. I'm not calling her out. I have no idea who this is. Please right. don't at me. But.
She won't watch this.
She might. Mm. They always watch. Very true. You know, like, just fucking communicate.
Yeah.
Like, hey, yeah, like, I don't know. I was feeling some type of way because I thought I was cool, but now I have feelings for you. Now I'm not so cool. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, but don't just fucking fall off. Like, don't ghost people. That's so rude. I hate know. That shit. Like, oh, man. Especially if there's, like, or what you thought was, like, mutual respect. Like, mm-hmm. I thought we had enough respect for each other or, like, a relationship or a friendship that, like, you could fucking talk to me.
Right. Exactly.
Instead of just fucking falling off.
Yeah.
That pisses me off. Like, I'm mad for you.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It was just, you were just celebrating your birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I mean, dodge the bullet, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
But it's just, to me, like you said, communication. I mean, it really is key. It's everything. You know?
Everything. In every relationship. Every 1,000%. Kind of relationship.
We as human beings make up so many hypotheticals in our brain. Mm-hmm. We make up so many scenarios and stuff that didn't even happen.
Mm-hmm.
To where, like, if you bring it to your person, especially, like, if you find somebody that you're really vibing with and you're connecting with, bring that shit to them.
Absolutely.
More times than not, they're going to be like, nah, you're tripping. Like, this is what it is.
Yeah.
You know? And I understand, like, there's so many, dating today is just, it's a clusterfuck.
I've heard.
To be completely honest. Like,
yeah.
So many people will say things just to get certain things or do things to get certain things. And if you don't react a certain way because that person did something, they're going to make a whole fit about it and blow up and do, you know, stupid. Like, it's dumb. It's so dumb.
That sounds exhausting.
It is. It's dumb. Like, I don't recommend it at all. 0 out of 5 stars. Just leave it alone. I don't even date anymore because it's just, I don't know. I don't want to play the tricks. I don't want to play the games. I don't want to. I have to do this or let me wait to respond or I don't want to be too available. Like, I don't want to do any of that shit. Like,
and isn't that too, like, I was just talking to my single friends, my girlfriends last mm-hmm. night, and we were talking about that. Like, it's a fucking game.
Yep.
Of like, right. Like, I don't want to be too available and I want to like answer you, but I can't answer you too quick because then it's like, well, okay, she's like, she likes me too much. And then they're like, well, I'm not that interested, but they are interested. And like, you can't just fucking say that you're interested in somebody or yeah. like, hey, like, I want to date you. Or I don't want to date you. Or let's go to do this. Let's go do that. Or let's not. Yeah. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, just yes. say how you feel in yes. real time.
Right.
With everybody.
Yeah.
And everything will be fucking Gucci.
That's what I'm talking about.
See?
Give me some right there.
Thank you.
Yeah. That, and that's if people did that, it'd be so much easier, bro. Like,
Life would be easier. Like with your boss, with your parents, with mm-hmm. your significant other, with your brothers and sisters, like your kids, like just real-time communication.
Just be real.
That's it. That too. And like, and if you are like a jerk, then you're a jerk. People will find that out. People
right.
always find out.
Mm-hmm.
But just why not keep it real? Why not be your true authentic self?
Yeah.
Because somebody might think you're weird. Right. Oh, well.
Yeah.
I fucking love weird. It's weird over here. Mm-hmm. I love weird.
Mm.
I'm not trying to be like boring and complacent and normal. Like,
right.
You know, if that's what you want to do, then you do that. But if that's not who you are, then that's only going to last for so long. Yeah. And that shit's exhausting to keep up with.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. That's why I'm always myself and I'm always real as shit. I don't care.
Yeah.
What question a girl asked me, I will be 1,000% real.
Mm-hmm.
Some take it, some are like, why did you tell me that's too much information? Like, no, you asked. I'm gonna be real. I'm not gonna sugarcoat shit.
Yeah.
This is me.
Yeah.
I fucked up. I did this. I did that. Like, yeah, I messed up. Or I did this. Like, yeah, I'm gonna be real with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna sit here and try and like tiptoe around. Like, nah, this is what happened. I'm taking accountability. We can move forward or we can't. Whatever, you know. And I'm also gonna be weird because that's me.
Me too.
I like being goofy.
I like the weird shit.
I like being dumb. I like being stupid. Like, that's me.
Yeah.
You can't take that. All right. Probably we'll move on to the next one.
That's true.
And I'm good with it.
Yeah.
You know, like that's me. Like I've been single for 14 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to say good for you.
Thank you.
Just because there's like a lot of fuckery out here, you know?
There is.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fuckery.
Yeah.
And so like me, and it's been a lot of those years was me trying to learn to love myself because I was so insecure. And I would put love and relationship on a pedestal.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not happy unless I'm dating somebody. Mm. And if I'm getting left on red, if I'm being put in the friend zone, I'm fucking miserable.
Mm.
And I was like, nah, we're not doing this shit anymore.
Yeah.
Like, we're doing this for us.
Yes.
We're waking up loving ourselves and we're making stuff happen. If somebody comes and they want to compliment that.
Yeah.
Cool. Because I tell you right now, when it comes to being in a relationship, when it comes to being a man, I'm the most loving, kind, gentle, caring man that you'll ever come across.
Yeah.
I go above and beyond for the people I love.
Mm-hmm.
Not even just relationships, family, friends. I go above and beyond for mm-hmm. everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I love surprising people. My love languages are quality time and what's the gifting one? The
giving gifts?
Yeah, giver, quality yeah. time and giver. Like, that's me. Like, I love that shit. Those are my two love languages. I say, like, close second is, like, affection, touch, physical touch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's just me, you know? And so, like, I know what I bring to the table, so I'm never going to beg anybody to come to my table and eat with me.
Absolutely.
You know?
You'd rather be happy and eat alone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, this macaroni and cheese over here slams. You ain't even got a shit.
This is like good shit.
Seconds and thirds. Yeah. Look at the string. Look at the string. Yeah, okay. All
got
right.
That cheese pool.
Yeah, you stay over there with that Kraft macaroni over there. Go ahead and get your little box macaroni.
Yeah.
By all means.
Kids' tables over there. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
I fucking love that.
Yeah.
I love to see it in women, but I love to see it in men.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure it takes a lot. Like, as a woman, I know what it took for me to love myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, obviously, like, men have different struggles, different lives, you know. So I love that so much that, you know, you've done that. And you have yourself on a pedestal. It's not about having love or relationships or somebody else. It's yourself.
Yeah.
As you should. Mm-hmm. And again, somebody can compliment your life.
Yep.
But nobody's in charge of your happiness or making you happy or, you know, completing you as a person. Like, you are a complete person.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is nice.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to do the whispers now. We're
going
to do ASMR.
We're going into ASMR now.
Yeah, this is nice. See, I can't trim my nails when you're supposed to.
Cool. Well, we fucking go on forever, but
yeah, good.
Tell people how to follow you.
You can follow me on, if you just look at Polar Bear Comedy, you'll find me. If you go on Instagram though, it's the Polar Bear Comedy, THE Polar Bear Comedy, because there's a Polar Bear Comedy page who just shares memes. That's not me. That dude hasn't posted since like 2017. I've reached out to him. I don't know if he died or what happened, but I've like literally reached out like, hey, I'll pay for your name. Like, can I get your name?
Stop.
Nothing. Yeah. So, and last time, like, I think the last meme he posted was an Obama meme. So that should tell you how long ago it was. But follow me, The Polar Bear Comedy, or you just go to polarbearcomedy.net and you can check me out on there. And I'll have all of my upcoming shows, my YouTube channel, all my social media. Go on YouTube, check out the special. It's Hispanic Causing Panic. And yeah, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Of course. And then let me know when you want me to be on yours.
Yes, yeah. I will. We have to start season two up for that. So yeah, I'll let you know.
What's the name of your podcast?
Iglusive.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's also on YouTube?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So go there you go. Go follow all the things. All the things.
YouTube channels where you'll find all of me. Not all of me, but that's OnlyFans. It's not out yet, but we'll see if that happens. I don't know.
I think you should.
I don't know. I would sell a lot because I have men and women who want to have sex with me.
Yeah.
So
good for you.
It would just be like double dipping in both bags.
You should.
But you know, there's this thing called morals that keep me away from it. So yeah, that was a
Same.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much. Thank you again for being here.
Of course.
To my producer, Guy Alon, Vodpod Media, to Latina Podcast Network. Make sure that you listen, like, share, follow, all of that. Support. Please support. And follow me on Riverwalk_Notenia210 on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. I don't know. Natasha Gonzalez. Just find me. All right. Cool. And I will see you guys next time. Bye.
Peace.